I'm Doc Kirby. Here's a book bit. Without warning, The Saga of Gettysburg, A Reluctant Union Hero and the Men He Inspired, by Terry C. Pierce, Heart Ally Book. This is an extraordinary novel. It reads like a first-person account of every significant federal officer involved in the most decisive battle of the American Civil War. It occurred over 3 days of incredible destruction, suffering, and loss near the little town of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Nearly 200,000 soldiers met on the fields that surrounded the town and demolished them all. Union casualties were about 23,000, which was one quarter of the Army of the Potomac, while Confederate casualties were 28,000, more than a third of the Army of Northern Virginia. The Federal First Corps was hardest hit with 6,000 casualties, including the death of the Corps commander, General Reynolds, and the wounding of 5 of his brigade commanders out of 7. Second Corps had 4,400 casualties, including 3 brigade commanders killed and 3 wounded, plus Generals Hancock and Gibbons were wounded. Third Corps suffered 4,200 casualties, and 17 of 37 regimental commanders were wounded. There were many impressive performances by individual units. The 20th Maine on Little Round Top, the 1st Minnesota on Cemetery Ridge, who only had a handful who were not killed or wounded, holding off a massive Confederate attack by themselves, and the New York Brigade on Culp's Hill, to name a few. Jeb Stuart greatly let Lee down by being off on a ride with all the cavalry instead of being the eyes of the Army of Northern Virginia. Major mistakes were made by a Yankee political appointee named General Daniel Sickles, who ignored Meade's orders and circumvented them, putting his entire Third Corps in jeopardy. This led to putting the entire army in danger of allowing Lee to flank them on day 2. Yet Sickles was convicted he was the hero of the battle and sent his amputated leg off to the new army hospital to be preserved until his death. It was the first time the Army of the Potomac was successful over the Army of Northern Virginia. The first time Robert E. Lee had been beaten by a Union general, and it was the humble George Meade, who few expected to win. Meade had assumed command only 3 days before the battle began. By staying on the defense the entire battle, Meade forced Lee to attack. The book won't let you pause to rest as you move swiftly through the 3 days leading up to the battle and move through the 3 days of combat with all the major units of the Army of the Potomac. If, like me, you've read mostly Confederate accounts of the Battle of Gettysburg, you get a very interesting perspective from this historical novel. Without Warning, The Saga of Gettysburg, A Reluctant Union Hero, and the Men He Inspired, by Terry C. Pierce, Heart Ally Book. I'm Doc Kirby. That's a book bit.